In the 1990s, when I was just ordained, there was this influential thinker. And those of you who were in management at that point, you surely heard his name, Stephen Covey, who wrote the famous book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Many of you are nodding your heads, you probably heard about this guy. He was one of the most influential management gurus that hit the market at that time. And not only people in the corporate sector, but even priests were reading him very, very keenly, because his ability to just take common sense knowledge and put it into principles that would make your life effective and influential, that was tremendous. And so I was one of his fans as well. He, in the year 1996, he was recognized as Time Magazine's one of the most 25 influential people in America. That's how much he influenced the corporate sector and the management sector. His book, this book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, was translated into 40 languages and sold 20 million copies. As I said, part of his attraction was how he would take common sense ideas and put it into principles. For example, for me as a priest, I'm just ordained, right? For me to hear him say something like, there is no involvement without commitment. Nothing spectacular, right? We all know this. But think about it for a minute. So me as a priest, what would the last 18 years mean if I was not committed? What would this Eucharist mean, and what would the celebration look like if I was not involved? Commitment and involvement. Not just my priesthood, not just this Eucharist, but think about your marriage. Think about friendships. Think about your work. Think about sports. Think about being in school. Really, there is no involvement without commitment, and there is no commitment without involvement. But the story of Bartimaeus that we have in today's gospel reading, as I initially said to you in the introduction, on the periphery seems to be like a story of another healing that Jesus performed. It puts Jesus in good light, isn't it? But as you uncover the layers, this miracle of Bartimaeus has so much meaning for us, that you realize on the one hand that it is a story of Jesus, but on the other, it's our story. It's a story of involvement and commitment. So I want to uncover these layers for you in the 3 points that I share with you today. Now this is my first point. You know that the story is from the Gospel of Mark. And Mark tells us many stories, particularly between chapter 8 and chapter 11. He says numerous stories. And these stories are kind of weaved together or woven together to give us a message. And we can contrast these stories and find meaning. That's what Mark wants us to do. So on the one hand, you have the Bartimaeus story today. On the other, just 2 weeks back, you had the story of the young man with possessions. I want to contrast these two stories and see what we come up with. So how do we contrast these two people? On the one hand, the young man was rich and he had many possessions. What was Bartimaeus? A blind beggar. The young man with riches, he actually came to Jesus with a very serious question: what must I do to inherit eternal life? That's what he wanted. What does Bartimaeus want? He just wants a sight back. Lord, that I may see. That's it. But there's a deeper story Mark is saying by putting these two stories in front of us. He's saying that these two men followed a completely different path when it comes to involvement and commitment with Jesus. When it comes to following Jesus, they took radically different turns. So the young man who had possessions set a limit on his willingness to follow Jesus. He said, I will go thus far and no more. When Jesus asked him to discard what was most precious to him, and what was it? His possessions. His face fell and he went away sad. This man was so close to salvation, so close, and yet he walked so far away. He wanted to be committed and involved only so much. Bartimaeus, on the other hand, what did he have? A cloak. Now you know that for a beggar, especially on a cold Palestinian night, that cloak is his most prized possession. When Jesus calls him, heals him, he leaves that cloak behind. He leaves what was most precious to him behind, and he follows Jesus on the way. And in this way, he gets what's the most prized of all possessions, Jesus and salvation. That is why Jesus says to him, your faith has saved you. And Jesus could not say that to the young man with possessions. So that's the first thing I want to talk about, the contrast between these two men. And then there's a question of identity. Mark does not easily name the people in the stories that he tells us. So for example, in chapter 8, 22, there's a healing of another blind man. We don't know his name. This young man with possessions, you would think he was a prominent figure. Well, Mark doesn't tell us his name either. So it's very strange that he tells us the name of this blind beggar, this insignificant guy in society of the time. It's very strange that Mark tells us his name. Why does he do that? The answer to that question lies back in chapter 8 of Mark, but there's a completely different story. Jesus calls the disciples around him and he says, who do people say that I am? And the disciples say, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, some one of the prophets, but who do you say that I am? Now Jesus did not ask the disciples this question because he was having an identity crisis. That's not why he asked the question. But rather, the disciples' answer would give the disciples their identity. In other words, when someone chooses to follow Jesus in a serious way, their identity emerges not from who they are, but from who Jesus is for them. That is the key point that Mark is trying to make. So Mark gives Bartimaeus a name, because by his giving up everything and following Jesus, he has not only found sight, he has not only found salvation, but he has found himself in Christ. And for Mark, that is salvation. So what is our identity? Mark wants to know. He wants us to think about, what is our identity? Am I just Satish? Am I just a priest? Am I just an Indian? What is my identity connected with? I am who Christ is for me. And Mark is hoping that every reader would find their identity in who Christ is for them. Thirdly, it's a question of involvement and commitment. It's a story of involvement and commitment. So we come to the purpose of Mark's writing his gospel. He wants to bring the readers to understand, first of all, who Jesus is. Secondly, he wants them to know who they are in Jesus. Thirdly, he wants to tell us what it means to follow Jesus. So you have two stories, remember? The one that followed and one that did not follow. He wants people to know what it means to follow Jesus. And fourthly, he wants to encourage the readers to make a decision. He's pushing the readers to make a decision. In other words, you can't just read the Gospel of Mark, put it down and say, that was a great story. This Jesus guy, it was good. It was good. You can't do that with Mark. You have to pick up this book, understand who Jesus is, find your identity by who Jesus is for you, figure out what it means to follow Jesus. If you have prized possessions and if you want to hang on to them, that's a choice you make. But if you want to let it, put it all behind and throw your weight behind Jesus and follow him, that's a decision that the reader must make. When it comes to Mark, there's no sitting on the fence. Either you're going to get involved because you're committed, or you're going to get committed because you're involved with Jesus. That's the story of the blind man Bartimaeus. And Mark is showing us the story of Bartimaeus. He's telling us the story because he wants us to get where Bartimaeus was. So as we bring the bread and wine and offer this Eucharist, folks, I think today, as we hear the story, Mark is asking us to pay very close attention to Christ who will come to us. And if we are just lukewarm, or if we are just cold, if our following of Christ means what it meant to the rich young man, just keep the commandments and follow Christ that far. And Mark is inviting us in this Eucharist to go beyond, to give up our cloaks, to give up everything that we might have, or at least be willing to put everything behind so we can follow Jesus a serious way. May you and I heed that invitation. People of God said,